Now, in the Old Testament, we saw all the evidence that how she did things and the way she did things and how she built up this fabulous framework. And we're seeing now in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this, it turns into a false religious system that mixes with government. Now remember, here in the Gospel of John, there's no inkling in the wicked adversary's mind of any type of mystery truth. There's no inkling of it. He had no clue what the Lord Jesus Christ was going to reveal to Paul by saving him on the road to Damascus and then forward. No clue. So you see him doing things here, and you're going to see when he makes that transition in Acts the difference. But here in John chapter 8, watch the Lord Jesus Christ deal with this false religious system, and it's critically important. There's some things in John 8 that are found nowhere in the Bible except in John chapter 8. Look at verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. Now the reason why that's so important, if you look back in chapter 7, verse 53, and every man went unto his own house, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, chapter 8, and early in the morning. That's where he spent the night. Everyone else went home, he spent the night in the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? You know, they catch the woman in the very act. It said in the Old Testament, the adulterer and the adulteress shall be put to death. Where's the man? How come they just haul in the woman? Look at these hypocrites. Now look at this, verse 5. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. You see that? Because they didn't have the adulterer. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Now I got to say something about verse 6. For years I wondered what the Lord Jesus Christ wrote. There's some faithful brethren, a husband and wife in the Netherlands, who sent to me the answer in verse 6. I guess they heard me say it, or maybe they didn't hear me say it, but either way, look back with me at Jeremiah chapter 17. This is phenomenal. Jeremiah chapter 17. Okay, look with me right here in verse 12. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, watch this. All that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be what? Written in the earth. Why? Because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. All that forsake God Almighty, all that depart from him shall be written in the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ, go back to John 8 in verse 6, when he stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them, that was fulfilling that prophecy. Because they're all going to depart from him. They're all going to leave him. You see that in verse 9? They all went out one by one. And they were, of course, unbelievers. A perfect example of him fulfilling that. And here in Jeremiah, it says that they shall be written in the earth. So he was writing their names in the earth, the ones who would be departing. That's just phenomenal. I always knew it wasn't just doodling or scribbling. He wasn't doing anything vain. He wouldn't be doing that. He was fulfilling prophecy. Phenomenal. And I thank those brethren so much for showing me that passage. Wow. Verse 6. This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him, back in John 8 now. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Obviously he's writing more than one name here. Keeps going. And they which heard it, watch this, being convicted by their own conscience, Romans 2 truth, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. Now watch the false religious system kick into gear. Watch the mother's top representatives. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Now you see that? Look, of course, the Pharisees go against him. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I came and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. Notice the accusation of truth that the Lord Jesus Christ heaps upon them in verse 15. Ye judge after the flesh. That is what the mother system will always do. It will judge after the flesh, respecter of persons, what they see, what their eyes do, and what their eyes want, and what the lust of their flesh wants. Verse 16, And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Now watch this progression of absolute madness. Remember Ecclesiastes, the beginning of the words of a fool is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. They literally get crazy by the end of John chapter 8. You know, John chapter 8 and Matthew chapter 23 in the Word of God, you cannot find two more scathing chapters against the mother's false religious system in all of the Word of God. Okay, now look at verse 19. Then said they unto him, Where is thy father? Notice the issue being the father. Watch that. Watch that thought run now. The issue is the father. Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my father also. Amen to that. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Boy, that's a thought, huh? Dying in your sins. Hebrews 11 said these all died in faith. You see, the Apostle Paul says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. You do not ever, ever want to die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? These are religious leaders. Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, Notice, they have no clue. The religious system has no clue when truth is being spoken right into their face that Jesus Christ is talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God whom they claim to serve. Oh my gosh, they have no clue. Verse 27, They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Isn't that absolutely beautiful? The Lord Jesus Christ says, Honestly, I do always those things that please him. You see, Romans 8, for the believers now, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You can't please him when you're in the flesh walking after your own thinking. And as Christ lives through your flesh, he again will accomplish that. He will always do the things that please his Father. Amen. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Okay. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Now back then it was disciples. Today it's a much better thing. Grace is much better. You're not disciples today. Anyone who calls himself a disciple has no clue what is going on today. You're children of God today. You're not disciples. Okay? And you shall know the truth. Verse 32. And the truth shall make you free. You know, real freedom causes you to stand in the doctrines of grace. Real believers who are established in the faith, getting established in the faith, they know that truth and it makes them free. Free from the bondage of sin in the details of life. Free from the shackles of sin and the confusion that just reigns paramount in the so-called world of Christianity. Okay, confused as anything. Yes, 10 stupid preachers, the one question, you get 10 different answers. Ask them same stupid preachers, where's God's establishment commandment? Oh, I don't know, he even had one. Ask those same stupid preachers, where's the Bible found today? Well, the Word of God is perfect, but they won't hand you a book and tell you why. And ask those same stupid preachers how to get saved. They're going to point you to Romans 10 and not Romans 3. Okay? No, you know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Verse 33, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed. Now the issue here, watch this closely, what the mother does, and you get real insight into the mother and her system. Truth makes you free, according to the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, verse 33, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Do you see, did any of you ever notice what they just wrote? And they're so deceived, they're so mad, they don't even realize the lie that spewed right out of their mouth. What? We were never in bondage to any man. You morons! You're under Roman rule when you said this. The Romans ruled Israel. What do you mean you were never in bondage? Did you forget about what Nebuchadnezzar did to your nation? Do you forget about on how many times? What about Egypt? Huh? When you were there with Pharaoh? 400 years. We were never in bondage to any man. Now, the good Pharaoh started with Joseph, but towards the end it was very bad. What about all the kings and all the wicked judges you had who caused your enemies to bring you into bondage? We're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? They are so delusional. So delusional. That is such a lie. They don't even realize it. Verse 34. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, and he ignores their complete foolishness in the earthly. Watch this. Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the spiritual things. See, the mother confuses. People involved with the mother and her doctrines are so confused. All you have to do is know the scriptures and then listen to the children of the mother speak. That's all you have to do. Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now watch this. I know that ye are Abraham's seed. Really, he does. They're so stupid here. But ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. Notice the depth of what the Lord Jesus Christ has just said. It applies to you real believers now I'm talking to. The mother system has no care, no love, no want for the real word of God. And because the real word of God has no place in the mother or her little minions, they will seek to kill you. The mother's desire is to kill you because the word of God has no place in the mother or any of her little abominable harlots or her abominations. Do you got it? Verse 38, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Now remember they just said Abraham is our father? Remember they said we be Abraham's seed in verse 33? Now look at verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Okay, so they're claiming Abraham to be their father. Now watch verse 39. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Notice, they claim Abraham to be their father, and the Lord Jesus Christ is really bringing this to a point here. Now watch this. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham, but now you seek to kill me. Now notice, he is talking to the religious leaders of the mother's system. And he tells them, but now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth. You see that? I am absolutely thrilled. Pam and I have seen today, and it's really, most of you don't know because I get rid of them. So much evil is coming. And, oh, man. You know, and really, it's just, because this is what happens when truth goes out. Satan hates it, means the mother hates it. It trickles on down into her system, and it just comes through all of her little workers. All of the so-called believers, okay, they will come after you with full fury because they hate you. You see, they hate Christ living through flesh. They hate truth. Look at verse 40. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. Notice where the truth is. The Lord Jesus Christ says, which he heard of God. That's it. Well, guess what? There it is. Right there. Same thing. I've heard some things of truth, and Christ in me totally agrees that this King James Bible is the word of truth. And this did not Abraham. Abraham didn't try to do that. So when you do the same thing today, when you take a King James Bible and speak truth, you ever notice the people who read from their NIVs and their New American Standard and all the satanic counterfeits out there, they never even read them. And they never have any persecution or anything. Because that's Satan's Bibles. You see? So he may have a few exceptions to the rule. That's just to get you confused. But they don't. You ever wonder how these churches can gather with thousands in them and everything just is a beautiful Sunday? Do you think they're preaching truth? And everything's good? They're preaching Satan's lies. That's why everything's going so smooth. Verse 40, but now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Now notice how he's really pushing them. And remember, Job says how forcible are right words. And the words of the wise are as goads, Ecclesiastes says. He's sticking them and he's pushing them. He's forcing them. Now did they not just say that Abraham was their father in verse 39? Yes. Sorry for the sniffles still. Verse 41. So they claim Abraham is their father. Now they're getting so pushed. And then he says in verse 41, ye do the deeds of your father. Now watch the madmen, the crazy people, the mother's people go crazy. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Wait a minute. I thought Abraham was your father. Well, now they're going back to God. You see, because he just took apart Abraham. If Abraham were your father, you know what? You would do the deeds, the works of Abraham. But you're not. So then they flee to God. You see, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. All right, verse 42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me. Look at that. Look at that. The mother's minions. If God were, he says, if God were your father, you would love me. You see that? Well, the problem is, in everything the mother produces, God Almighty, the God of the Bible, the God of heaven and earth, is not at all involved with the mother. That's Satan running the mother who runs this world. Do you got it? Look at that. Jesus said unto them, verse 42, if God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. So the mother will never, ever love the real believer, no matter how you slice it. The mother's little children will never love you. They will hate you. They will try to kill you and put you to death. When Christ lives again on the planet, you can forget your earthly relationships. Okay? That's what the Lord Jesus Christ says. If any man hate not his father, mother, brother, sister, even his own children, he cannot be my disciple over there. Listen, if you put earthly relationships before the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty in this book, you can forget it. You can forget it. The issue is the real family of God. And where are your real brothers and your real sisters in Christ? That's your family. Those are earthly relatives. And if they don't believe the scriptures like you do, you can forget it. Try to witness to them, and if they don't want to have nothing to do with your Savior, the doctrine of separation, sorry, see ya. When you want to hear the truth, goodbye. Because you have no clue between Satan's kids and God Almighty's children. You got it? And that one's right, Marco Antonio Ponce. They are Satan's kids. Right? That time I used kids right. He knows what I'm talking about. All right. Okay, now look at verse 43. Verse 43 to 47 is absolutely staggering to me. This passage out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ is so absolutely, it's shocking, the depth of it. And if people would look at it for what it's saying, it would stun them. Now think, how many times have you heard people say, and this is the mother's doing, listen, the mother is chiefly involved, we're going to see, in the Bible business today. The mother, I'm talking in the English language now, is actively involved and fully involved in the production of satanic counterfeit books called Bibles that are nothing but books of lies and dung. That's all they are. They're worth nothing. They're evil. They're poison. You can't get saved reading an NIV Bible because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And by definition, they're not the Word of God. So you can forget all of that New American Standard and all that other garbage. That's all they are, is garbage. And people will say, well, I read them because I don't understand the King James Bible. Listen, if you don't understand a King James Bible, I guarantee you, you are lost. You are deceived. You're still a child of the devil. Do you understand me? Is this sinking in clear? How much clearer can I tell you? I'm not talking about you have to understand every single doctrine. I'm talking about when it comes to salvation, or if you just read a King James Bible, you have no clue what it's talking about in the book of Romans, we'll say in the first four chapters. I say, I don't understand that. I read the King James Bibles and all the these and thous. I don't get it. The mother wants you reading her Bibles, okay? Because they're not the Word of God. God the Holy Spirit does not use them. And you'll understand the mother's Bibles because they're appealing to your flesh. They're lies, and you just love lies, and you just soak them in. And you really don't even read her Bibles anyways, but at least you understand it when you read it because it's of Satan, and Satan will cater to his children to keep you blind and deceived until the day you take your last breath in. And when that heart stops, you are instantly in the flames of hell. Okay? I don't care if you believe it. It's true. Your unbelief of what I just said doesn't change it. Look at the reason the Lord Jesus Christ says you can't understand a King James Bible. Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? He asks the question, and he answers it. Even because ye cannot hear my word. He asks the question, and he answers it. Even because you cannot hear my word. Now, they could hear it in decibels if they weren't deaf. But guess what? They couldn't understand it. That's why he says, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. And who has he been dealing with here in the majority of this chapter? Unsaved people. His disciples are there, and many believed on him, and he continues with them, but he's talking to the unsaved ones, the Pharisees there. So according to the Lord Jesus Christ, watch this in verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Here's the answer. Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. Unsaved people who have their spiritual father as Satan. Their father is the devil. Mark it down because, listen, God Almighty is my father. I believe in Jesus, fully persuaded. He is my Savior. My faith is in his blood. That makes me a child of the Most High God because of Romans 3 truth. Guess what? When you don't believe that or understand that, your father's the devil. And that's why you don't understand the King James Bible. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Now notice the back up just a bit, and the lust of your father ye will do. You will do what the mother wants you to do. I guarantee it. You will fulfill her purposes. You will do what Romans 1 said. You serve the creature and not the creator, capital C. And the creature there is Satan because it's singular. And you're deceived. You don't think you are, but you are. The number one characteristic about being deceived is you don't know you're deceived. Because if you knew you were deceived, you would no longer be deceived. You have your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Lies are always in Satan's Bible. Satan's Bible say in Mark 1, 2, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. That's a lie. It's not in Isaiah the prophet. You see that? It's in Malachi chapter 3. And those satanic Bibles in 2 Samuel 21:19, it says Elhanan killed Goliath. No, David killed Goliath. Elhanan killed the brother of Goliath. Do you got it? Those are lies in those Bibles. In all of Satan's Bibles in Hebrews 3:16, it says everybody provoked the Lord and rebelled that Moses led out of Egypt. No, Joshua and Caleb and the children 19 years old and younger were innocent. So not everyone did so. So that's a lie too. I could go on and on and on with the lies in those Bibles. And you know why there are lies in there? Because it comes from the father of lies. And you goofy dolts out there who are reading Bibles other than a King James Bible, you've taken it in hook, line, and sinker. Well, suck it up, man. Don't worry about it. Take it in. Because the day's coming where you're going to pay. And you'll hold on to your little NIV Bible as you're cast into hellfire and into the lake of fire. You hold on to it real tight. It won't help you at all. Verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Well, how appropriate. I tell you the truth and you believe me not, but the believers do. Verse 46, which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Verse 47 is shocking because it can't be said more powerfully and more simply. Verse 47, he that is of God heareth God's words. Hearing here is understanding in the context. Remember verse 43, why do you not understand my speech? So verse 47, he that is of God heareth God's words. All right? Someone who belongs to God Almighty has him as their father because they believe in his son and have faith in his blood, fully persuaded like Abraham believed. They understand the King James Bible. But the other ones, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not. You know why you don't hear them and understand them? Why? Because you're not of God. It is that simple. A Bible, a person who's truly saved, understands a King James Bible. And all you people out saying, I don't understand the King James Bible because Jesus Christ just said here in verse 47 why you don't. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not because you're not of God. It is that simple. So get ticked off all you want. You'll be ticked off as you're cast in the hellfire. Okay? There you go. Get a King James Bible and throw those other dung-filled ones out. Read the first four chapters of Romans, understand salvation, and then go on from chapter 5 on, having peace with God, and now grow up and be a child of His and understand what it means to be established in the faith. Got it? Simple advice and true. Verse 48, then answered the Jews and said unto them, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast the devil? Oh, they don't even get it. They're saying now the Lord Jesus Christ has the devil. They're going to blame him and say he's satanic. A man today on YouTube opened up an account and said, Richling worships Satan. The same thing happens when Christ lives through flesh today. You see that? And by the way, thanks for that. It gave more eternal glory to me there, bozo. All right, look at this. This has the devil. Verse 49. Jesus answered, I am not a devil. Look how simple the answer is. I am not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory, nor do I. Praise the Lord for that. No, zero. I seek the honor and glorification of my great Savior, my Heavenly Father, as God the Holy Spirit conforms me to the image of His Son as I walk by faith in this great book. Yep. And I seek not mine own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if any man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast the devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God." You're claiming him to be your God, yet ye have not known him. Notice, the religious leaders of the nation of Israel who claim to have God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, as their God, they don't even know him. You see that? And the day's coming for all you people out there who think you're saved and that you know the God of the Bible, the God that belongs to the Father of Jesus Christ. You've heard another Jesus and another gospel. And the day's going to come where he's going to tell you, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." And you're going to hear it from him because you never knew him. You knew another Jesus and another God Almighty, because it's not the God Almighty of Scriptures. It's a God of your imagination. You were tricked by the God of this world. That's what happens when you depart from a King James Bible. That's what happens when you don't understand salvation. That's what happens when you never even understood what it meant to get established in the faith. Wow, I love this book. Okay. Now, look at verse 55. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Look at present tense, as means Abraham's still alive somewhere. Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" Jesus saith unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, comma, what? I am." Just like when Moses said, "Well, what should I say is your name when I go to the people of Israel?" "I am that I am." You tell them that "I am" hath sent you. Right there, Jesus Christ quotes the same thing, "I am." Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Notice, truth can be preached to such a point people will be on the brink to kill you. That's the mother system. Mark it down. That's what the mother does today. Now look at chapter 9. You see why I couldn't do all this yesterday? We've already been here 33 minutes. Chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Still applies today. You see that? As long as the Lord Jesus Christ is in the real believer, he's still the light of the world with a great message, a greater message under grace, preaching the cross of Calvary as glad tidings of good things today to all lost people. Verse 6, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am he." Therefore said they unto him, "How were thine eyes opened?" He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed, and I received sight." Then said they unto him, "Where is he?" He said, "I know not." Now watch the religious leaders, the mother system, get a hold of this guy. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. So, this man who was born blind now goes to the mother's system, the mother's religious leaders, and watch this. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received this sight. He said unto them, "He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and do see." How much simpler can he tell it? Therefore said some of the Pharisees, "This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. You know, the more truth goes out, I see the chasm and the division spreading so wide. I got the believers over here on the right hand, of course, where all believers should be on the right hand. And you got all the heretics and the heathens on the left. Out there, they're out there just whining, complaining, and moaning, and there's no one even left in between anymore. That's what truth does. It's a blazing light, and it separates. I love it, man. Boy, he just says it. Verse 16. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. He's already discussed that now, hasn't he, many times? Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was the division among them. That just cracks me up. They say unto the blind man again. Now he already answered them. Watch this. What sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews, now that's all he knew at the time. Because the guy is blind, all right? That's all he knew. But the Jews did not believe concerning him. Now, by the way, he should have known his Bible more too, the blind man here. He would have known some things about Isaiah. He makes the blind men to see, and he would have understood this. But that's okay. He gets it soon. Verse 18, but the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? Watch, these people really stand up for truth. His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. It's actually some pretty good advice there. But still. Verse 22. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. Listen, the fear of man bringeth a snare. You know what a snare is? It catches you. You don't want to be caught in any snares of the devil. And when you fear man, you fear what your peers may think of you. You fear that, oh my gosh, if I preach this on the radio, I'm going to get kicked off. I better not do such a thing and offend everybody and speak the truth to the poor people at Mill Creek Baptist Church who were lied to by Kyle Hall. Right there on the radio and right there in the service, okay? You believe Romans 10 and hold up your lying satanic counterfeits and say they're pure. Repeat after me. Yeah, and I speak the truth and I get booted off. Oh, but if I feared man, and if I feared the consequences of man, and if I even feared what they thought, fear of man bringeth a snare. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. In fact, I just preach to please my Father. That's why I don't care what anybody thinks. Look at verse 22. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Now look at that crazy statement. It doesn't say that if any man did confess that he was following Christ, the Lord Jesus. No, that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Look, there's so much talk about this man Jesus of Nazareth being the Christ. Guess what? If anybody says they're the Christ, you're getting kicked out of the synagogue. But they should have been able to time his birth. That's why the wise men who came timed his birth. And when it comes time for pagan so-called Christmas time next year, I might do a little special oracle to show you when Jesus Christ was really born. You can pinpoint it in the scriptures by a couple weeks. You can never get the day. That's why you never see him having a birthday party. Okay? There's two birthday parties in the scriptures. One was Pharaoh in the Old Testament and someone was murdered. Remember? Killed the baker. Raised him up out of prison with Joseph and hanged him. And the other time there was a birthday party was Herod. And John the Baptist got his head cut off. So the two birthday parties in the Bible, murder took place. Remember that. You ever wonder why 3 years the Lord Jesus Christ was with his disciples and they never said happy birthday and had a party for him in the 3 years they knew him? Because that's not the issue. His birth was a wonderful miracle and a great thing. The issue was Calvary. Okay? I'm not diminishing the birth. I'm putting the proper focus where it belongs. All right. Verse 22, I remind you, it says that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Verse 23, let me get the time here. Therefore said his parents, Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Oh, really? He just asked him in chapter 8, which of you convinceth me of sin? Huh? Point out one of my sins. No one said anything. Now all of a sudden they know he's a sinner. They didn't have the guts to say it to his face because they couldn't. They could not. But now all of a sudden they're saying he's a sinner. Verse 25. He answered and said, this is so great. This is the blind man who's now seeing. Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Now the hymn writer wrote it perfectly, right? But understand this, whereas I was blind, that's the one thing I know. And that'll help all you men who want to be preachers and teachers one day, and even want to be so now. Or even if you're a believer and you want to speak the truth as you're learning, you're excited about it. Well, you say you get confused and stuff. Don't get confused, just preach what you know. Just teach what you know. Okay, do you not know that you believe in Jesus fully persuaded and that your faith is in his blood, Romans 3 truth? Preach it. You know that. Don't worry about all this other stuff you think you got to know. Don't let Satan get you off of the issue. Start there in the first four chapters of Romans and tell that to people. Because they don't know that. I don't care how much they think they do, they don't. So look at that. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Preach what you know. Verse 26. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? Madmen! They already asked that. He already answered it. And look at this. He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Look, I already told you, you didn't hear me the first time. Wherefore would you hear it again? What do you want to hear it again for? Will you also be his disciples? Now you know that started to get to him, huh? Will you also be his disciples? Woo-hoo! Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. Oh, now they're claiming Moses' allegiance. First it was Abraham in chapter 8, then it was God the Father. Now they're just going to flee to Moses. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, again calling him a fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why, herein is a marvelous thing that that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now look at verse 31. This is out of the mouth of a man who's now seeing things pretty clear. Look what he says. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. You remember that the next time you tell someone to pray the sinner's prayer there, fool. I'm not talking to the real believers here. I'm talking to the ones who listen to this, who hate these oracles. You remember that when you try to quote Romans 10 and tell them someone today to confess with their mouth, to pray that Jesus is the Lord. You'd remember that. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. The blind man knew more than you in 5 minutes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. You don't do as well when you reject Romans 3. Him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Watch this. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? Look at the pride of life come right out of the mother's top teachers. Dost thou teach us? Hey, listen. I've read this Bible far more than most folks, okay? Approaching the 200 time mark, and I learned instantly from our brethren out there in the Netherlands. As soon as they showed me, look at this verse in Jeremiah 17 about writing the names of people forsaken the Lord and departed from them and walked away. Right there in the earth, that is matching John 8. I said, praise the Lord, thank you, I've always wanted to know. I learned instantly, because when you love truth, you're so thankful when it comes to you through believers, through this book. When real believers are out there and they have Christ in them, you can learn a lot of truth if you listen. You see that? But you got to match it to the book. The book is the authority, and what they said, they showed me the book, and it was perfect. There you go. You see that? But I have no pride. Zero. Because the middle letter of pride is I. Just like the middle letter of sin is I. But guess what? The middle letter of believe is I. And I just believe this book. I believe the Bible. You see that? It is that simple. The Bible's the authority. I don't have any pride. It's not my invention. I didn't write it. It's not my establishment commandment. It's God's. You see that? It's a wonderful thing. All right, so verse 34, they answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. So the mother system, sooner or later, is going to kick you out. Most likely kill you. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, notice, the man's cast out. All he's been physically healed. He doesn't really know anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. He just spoke what he know. And he was had a good heart because watch the Lord seek him out. And he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? Notice the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And what was the gospel message of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? That folks had to believe that he was the Son of God. And verse 36, he answered and said, who is he? Comma. What's that word out of his mouth? Lord. You see the Jewish program? How that they confess him that he's the Lord? He knew he was the Lord. And he said, he answered and said, who is he? Lord, that I might believe on him. And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. That was a precious moment, wasn't it? That was phenomenal. Wouldn't you have liked to have seen it? You just read it. It's just like you were there. And he said, Lord, I believe. Believe what? That you are the Son of God. And he worshiped him. Right there, when Jesus Christ received that worship, God the Father says all through the Old Testament, I will not give my glory unto another. And he worshiped him. And if the Lord Jesus Christ wasn't who he says he was, and he was, he would not have allowed this man to worship him. But he did. Verse 39, and Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. You see the division. You see the spreading out. You know what? When truth shows up, when the Lord Jesus Christ lives again in 2011 through the flesh of his church, as they walk by faith and sound doctrine, it's going to divide people. The ones who think they see are going to be made blind. And the ones that see not and really want salvation are going to see. The ones who are blind will see when they hear truth. But the ones who think they see, that's the mother's system. They think they got it. When truth goes out, it's just going to blind them even more. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see. Therefore, your sin remaineth. You mark it down.